Steph, thanks so much for swinging by.
It's great to be here. So we're going to start off with a really rare reissue from Sudanese musician Kamal Keeler, who's often referred to as the James Brown or fellow Kuti of Sudan. And he was really active in the 60s and 70s. And his album, Muslim and Christians, is one of the only recorded Sudanese jazz albums in existence. It's a genre that's fairly different to what we consider jazz in the West. So it's a lively composite of Sudanese rhythms, arrangements, with a blend of, you know, old school American rock and rhythm and blues. And the story behind this one is pretty amazing. So the tapes were given to Habibi Funk Records label honcho, Janice Sturtz, by Kamal Keeler himself, who's roughly in his 80s or 90s at the moment, still living in Sudan. So Kamal gave Janice these tapes in a plastic bag, and the reels were just awful. They were in terrible condition, water-stained, moldy. And yeah, so instead of, you know, listening to the audio off the tape reel, Janice went back to Germany, digitized them straight away, which proved to be an incredibly lucky move because the digitized versions were really high quality. But when he tried to then listen back to the audio on the tapes, they were barely audible. So wow. That first play that he used to digitize that album was the one.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, if he had played it off the tape the first time, it wouldn't have barely functioned the second time.
We would have lost it.
Yeah, so yeah, a really lucky one, this release here. So let's take a listen now to a track from it. It's called Agriculture Revolution.
I got a message for the Sudanese people. Everything at home was being about a wrong. We need a really agricultural revolution so as to get a solution of hunger. I'm feeling hungry, but I need nobody to give me something.
I must admit, I think I like this version of jazz better than some of the others I've heard from Western countries.
Yeah, so when you hear that, you can kind of see that James Brown reference come through, and the whole album is very similar. It's got this indelible groove throughout, thanks to some timely and damn funky horn blasts that we just heard there, brilliant jazz guitar licks, and a couple of tracks that have this chugging reggae beat and rhythm throughout as well, so very colourful. Won this one here.
Glad we didn't lose it.
Yeah, very, very lucky.
So what else have we got?
Next, we're going to take a look at this new band out of New York called Bodega, and they've just put out a debut album. It's called Endless Scroll. And this one here is a minimal, propulsive rock and roll with a post-punk influence. Across the record, it's just full of sharp-witted humour and some real confessional narratives. They touch on themes of loss, friendship, the guilt of cultural consumer and learned male behaviour. So this one here, yeah, it's recorded and produced by Austin Brown out of Parquet Courts and the same tape machine that they used for their record Light Up the Gold. So let's have a listen now to single off it. It's called Jack in Titanic from Bodega.
Morning for cool stories about tapes, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, so this one here is, yeah, the brilliant album from Bodega, and just that sharp-witted humor I was talking about, real self-deprecating at times, and the Jack he's referring to is Ben Hosey, the lead singer on In Bodega, he's talking about, I guess, what he's talking about, you know, what it means to be a man and his ideas that he's inherited from pop culture. So the Jack he's talking about is of course Jack from Titanic, but Jackie Chan and other childhood heroes like James Bond. And yeah, a real strong album, this one.
It's really cool. I really like it.
Yeah.
What are we ending on?
So we're going to end now with The Innocence Mission, and it's their 13th studio album from this long-running American trio. It's a stunning folk pop album that's rich, full of gorgeous string arrangements, horns, and reverberating piano thrums. So Karen Paris is the singer is the voice that you'll hear on this album, and her vocals just kind of remain the centerpiece throughout this whole record. And it's moving and really breathtaking as ever. And she always seamlessly nails hopefulness and sadness all at the same time. And yeah, so it's a trio, but the two members, Karen and Don Paris, are actually married, and their kids play violin and viola across several of the tracks on this album here. So let's take a listen now and end with The Innocence Mission with their song Buildings in Flowers from their album Sun on the Square.
Thanks so much, Steph.